Across the globe, about 24 million people have been displaced by weather disasters every year in the past decade. Climate change is predicted to make these extreme storms, monster hurricanes, and wildfires worse. And COVID-19 could make weathering these conditions even harder, as sheltering together and moving from one place to another could help spread the virus and put more people at risk. Maria Rose reports for the Allegheny Front that cities in the Rust Belt region are figuring out how to welcome these new climate migrants within the U.S.
Chris and Kelly Noyes moved to Chesapeake, Virginia in 2001 in search of the beach life. But that all came to an abrupt end when Hurricane Isabel struck 2 years later. The storm was one of the most damaging in Virginia. News reports at the time talked about the storm surge.
There's a lot of people out here just trying to see Hurricane Isabel. And we could look out here in the ocean. We have 20 to 25 foot waves. And those waves brought.
Kelly remembers being stranded for 11 days with their 3-year-old daughter and no power.
Just the amount of trees that were down was overwhelming. When we walked outside after the storm, it was like you didn't even recognize where you were.
With Kelly working in the public school system and Chris managing a local hotel, the Pittsburgh natives figured the small town would be the perfect place to raise their daughter. But in the wake of the storm, after losing water, their home heating system, and hundreds of dollars in food, it became clear that it would be too hard to rebuild.
Although you would not experience a storm to that degree every year, on a yearly basis, you would have that worry because you're right in the hurricane zone. So I think that's what had us starting to think, like, maybe in the long term, this beach life is not what we had planned for.
A few months later, they began searching for a new home, but nearby cities were either too expensive or didn't have the right jobs. So they decided to come back to Pittsburgh, a place familiar to them and, they thought, more environmentally secure. This move the Noyes made, fleeing hurricane-hit Virginia for Pittsburgh, is what some experts are calling climate migration. In 2018, more than 1 million Americans were forced to leave their homes because of natural disasters like hurricanes, floods, and wildfires, all of which are expected to get worse and more frequent. These moves are often temporary, with people usually returning home. But people are also being displaced because of more gradual climate change impacts, like sea level rise, which is predicted to displace nearly 13 million Americans by the end of the century. Dr. Jack DeWard from the University of Minnesota's Population Center says in these situations, which are often more permanent, it's hard to pinpoint why exactly people leave. One reason may be that jobs that depend on environmental conditions, like agriculture, may be lost if those conditions change.
In those situations, you can't necessarily tease out the role of climate and environment from the economic livelihoods that are, you know, sort of giving people pause about whether they might stay in an area, how long they would stay in that area, or whether they would migrate away.
But DeWard says that people mostly try to find ways to adapt and stay before making the decision to leave.
What we also know from the literature is that people migrate, they utilize migration as an adaptation option, often of last resort.
Understanding how people move after natural disasters can help cities better prepare for new populations. A new study predicts people will move just inland of hard-hit communities, staying close to friends and family. But some will relocate further to the Rust Belt and Midwest. Even though this region will experience extreme storms, flooding, and temperature rise, it may be more tolerable than the South or along the coasts. And it boasts freshwater access and infrastructure meant for larger populations before manufacturing declined in the 70s. Some cities are already positioning themselves as climate destinations.
We have a tremendous opportunity as our planet changes. Based on scientific research, we know that Buffalo will be a climate refuge city for centuries to come.
That's Buffalo, New York's mayor, Byron Brown, giving the 2019 State of the City Address. A Harvard researcher dubbed Duluth, Minnesota, climate-proof Duluth. And Cincinnati stated in their 2018 Green Plan that they intend to promote the city as a climate haven for people and businesses in hopes of growing their economy. Cincinnati Resilience Officer Oliver Kroner says this idea was inspired by the 2,000 people who moved into the city after Hurricane Katrina. He says the city, so far, has focused on greening infrastructure and, in particular, restoring empty housing stock.
Largely, we believe that it will really be tests of infrastructure that will be most challenging. And if we provide solid foundation for people to live here and move here, we'll be well prepared or better prepared to handle an influx of people.
Pittsburgh has decidedly not described itself as a climate haven. Chief Resilience Officer Grant Irvin says this isn't because it's unimportant, just that as an inland city, they have more time to respond to potential climate migration.
We're seeing, you know, the reports around sea level rise, and we're seeing what like a 2050 could look like in terms of coastal cities. You know, so for an inland place like Pittsburgh, that's going to affect us.
The city's climate plan addresses obvious issues like energy efficiency and renewable energy, but also things like fixing vacant properties, encouraging the use of public transportation, and increasing demand for local food. But cities need comprehensive social support systems that go beyond environmental or climate action, says DeWard, especially because migration won't be fair for everyone. Typically, people who can afford to move, move.
If everybody with means leaves an area and they all migrate to Duluth, Minnesota, or Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, maybe what we're going to start seeing are housing costs going up. Maybe what we might see is changes in inequality within that specific place.
When those people with means leave a climate-hit area, it leaves behind poorer families, concentrating poverty in vulnerable communities. On the flip side, families may need additional support to resettle. DeWard says that social programs intended to help people adapt can ease the strain on cities. This includes helping people find housing, jobs, and even healthcare. Otherwise, inequality may get worse as climate migration increases.
Because disasters are inherently social phenomenon that require us to think about place vulnerability and social vulnerability. And indeed, there has been growing calls even by natural scientists to embed the social sciences in climate policy.
The Noyes, who left Virginia's beach life for the social and environmental security of Pittsburgh, may be an example of what many Americans could face in the future. For Chris and Kelly, it was easy. They had family here, they knew the area, and they bought a house on top of a hill just to avoid flooding. But Chris still thinks about friends and family along the coast and the storms they might face.
Being close to the Outer Banks, there's parts of the Outer Banks where the road washes away and people are stranded. And I look back now and say, I'm just glad that's not me. You know, I don't want to ever have to go through that again.
For the Allegheny Front, I'm Maria Rose.